And now, one of those stories that makes you shiver a little, as it could so easily have happened to you. Roslyn Thomas sent us this one via ABC Open, where real people bring us real stories from all around Australia. When Roslyn was 12 years old, her parents felt she was old enough to be home alone for a short time. All is going well, and then a presence makes itself felt.
Startled by a heavy knock on our front door, I opened it. A fire-breathing stranger stood on our veranda, affirming, "I'm at the right house." My head thrust backwards to take in this dragon's full height. Beady eyes peered down at me through horn-rimmed spectacles. A suitcase appeared behind her at an angle, like a tail. Standing in my bare 12-year-old feet, I didn't know what to do. There was a smell from something the woman held in her hand. She thrust it forward. I grasped a bunch of onions. "For you," she said. "I'm your Auntie Myrtle. Where's the kitchen, girl?" Reluctantly, I led down the hallway, as she puffed along behind. I expected the back of my dress to burst into flames from her heavy breathing. With a great sigh of relief, she practically dropped her burden on my heel. She smoothed the creases from her rumpled, scaly grey suit and placed her black shoes firmly in the centre of the kitchen floor. "Dad and Mum out somewhere for long?" she gave a quick, chuckling laugh. "They left about a quarter of an hour ago. You start chopping the onions while I take a bath and change." In the bathroom, she turned on the water full bore. Steam drifted into the kitchen. The onions took ages to skin. Above the noise of the running water, the click of the front door startled me. I rushed up the hallway. Had Mum and Dad returned? Or had a knight in shining armour come to my rescue? No. Through my tears, I saw Auntie Myrtle, with her case, entering the door of a parked car. At least I wouldn't be devoured. She'd gone. So, too, had all our valuables from the front room.
That story was written and read by Roslyn Thomas and produced by Vanessa Milton and John Jacobs.